Welcome to Snack Brackets, the ADHD-approved version of Whack Brackets, because we take everything that normally happens in Whack Brackets, we cut it in half, and then make an episode out of it. I'm your host, Mike, your ADHD alum here, and I have a couple of guys that I really enjoy having on my podcast regularly. They were on a pretty recent episode of Snack Brackets. They've also been on an episode of Whack Brackets, and they're two great guys. The only weird thing about either of them is they share an Instagram account, which I found really odd. They're kind of like an old married couple. Other than that, I got nothing but good things to say about these guys. I'm drinking with them right now. They're from the Hot Takes Cold Beers podcast, and I would like to welcome Joe and Chris. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great tonight, buddy. Glad to be on.
Yeah, thanks for having us, buddy.
Oh, anytime. This is a lot of fun. And thank you guys for trying out the Snack Brackets thing. I'm enjoying it. We recorded an episode just a few minutes ago. We won't spoil the ending, but it was about pro football fans. Had a good time riffing on that. And this one is going to be about 70s and 80s bands. And before I talk about that, I'm going to let you guys talk for at least a minute about your podcast. Tell me something about what you do on your podcast.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, on our podcast, we like to just have a couple beers. See, Mike here is very, very organized in his approach to his podcast, and it's awesome and everything. Chris and I are the opposite of that. We are chaotic, and we come in, no plan, have a couple beers, kind of just talking about what's going on. And if you want to hang out, grab a beer with us, that's what we're going for. So check it out, Hot Takes Cold Beers.
Yeah, they're like a couple of buddies you like to hang out with. Listen to an episode or two. I've been lucky enough to be on a couple of their episodes. It's been a lot of fun for me. I get to drink beer with them, and I just check it out. They're fun, especially if you like Ohio sports. They are your Ohio sports connection, Cleveland Indians and all that whatnot. But with that being said, I guess we'll move on to this snack bracket. And again, 70s and 80s bands. First question, cheesier lyric writing, is it Bad Company or is it Foreigner? Joe, I'll let you start out.
Oh, man. So this is pretty tough. Bad Company, you think about their lyrics. Feel Like Making Love made a whole song about that. They made another whole song about Bad Company, which is literally the name of their band. So I meet a lot of people that don't even know that Bad Company is a band. They just think it's a song, and I have to like educate them real fast. Now, Foreigner, they're more of like the hair band, and they got some hits, so like Waiting for a Girl Like You. I love that song. You gotta love it. Yeah. Some 80s stuff. But you got to think about cheesier lyrics. That's pretty tough because I feel like Foreigner is like almost that cliche for like the 80s hair band kind of romantic movie songs would be Foreigner. Bad Company is a little bit more low key. But I think at the end, I'll probably have to go with Bad Company. Okay. Just because of, like I said, they kind of pick like a sentence and then they make songs out of it. And so I go with Bad Company on that.
Is that not the greatest part about songwriting, though? Also, fun fact, Bad Company was on Led Zeppelin's record label, Swan Song. So they were their first band. So Robert Plant and Jimmy Page decided that they were going to be the band to take their record label through the roof. Obviously, it didn't last that long. So if that tells you anything. Bad Company, though. I love Bad Company, dude.
Till the day you die.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bad Company's great. Foreigner also had some good songs in there, too. You're forgetting about Jukebox Hero.
I was
going to
say,
dude.
Jukebox Hero is the that's
Jukebox
a shit.
Hero.
What does he have? He has stars in his eyes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stars in his eyes.
Dude, Jukebox Hero gets me going every time, bro. Especially when I had a couple that night, you know? I want to, like, start singing and shit. But, like, I don't know. As far as cheesy lyrics, man, like you said, Joe, Bad Company takes like one sentence. I feel like making love. All right, let's make a 7-minute song out of that. So, as far as cheesy lyrics go, man, I love both bands, by the way. Foreigner and Bad Company. I grew up on that shit, so I love both bands. But cheesy lyrics in that category, I'd have to go with Bad Company as well.
All right, well, I'm going to lose this one, but I don't disagree with you. The thing about Bad Company is like you were saying, I'm taking this from the approach of cheesy lyrics versus bad lyrics. Bad Company, their lyrics are like, baby, when I think about you, I think about love. Darling, I can't live without you and your love. So he rhymes love with love. And he would wrap you in the heavens. And then, like, literally, he just goes, feel like making love. How many times did he say that in the song? I actually ran this through a complexity indicator. And come to find out, how many unique words do you think is in the song, Feel Like Making Love?
I'm going to say 2.
Close. It's actually 45 unique words. And okay. For the record, there's something called a Dale Chall readability level. The Dale Chaw readability level on the song is below fourth grade. So from a simplicity sake, yes, simple. That being said, I've got to give it to Foreigner because of the cheese. There's so much of this. Bought a beat up six string in a secondhand store. Yeah, one guitar just blew him away. You know, it's like, it's just so bad. And then he's got stars in his eyes. He's a jukebox hero. And then as he's walking out after he's a big star, he sees the kid on the side who's going to be the next jukebox hero. And it's like, Jesus Christ, guys, you guys are killing me. It's like a Lifetime movie for redneck boys packed into a 70s song. So
can't
appreciate
a good story, bro. It's just a storytelling.
I can't appreciate a good story. Oh, okay, you want me to tell you another story?
Yeah, please.
It's urgent. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. Okay, that's another story for you, okay? So at the end of the day, for my dollar, cheese factor, it was Foreigner, but it sounds like I lose this, so Bad Company gets to advance the next round.
To be fair, I forgot about the song Urgent.
It's an emergency.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, it's good.
Okay, so long story short, Bad Company goes on to the next round against the winner / loser of this contest. I guess the winner is the loser, the loser is the winner. But whoever we pick for the answer of this question, not cheesier lyric writing, but douchier lyric writing. Is it Styx or is it Kansas? And Joe, I'll let you go first.
Oh, man, another tough one. This is hard for me because I really like Kansas. Every time I think of Kansas, all I can think about is Will Ferrell doing his rendition of Dust in the Wind and the movie Old School for his boy Blue. I can't stop thinking about that, man. But yeah, I don't know. Douchiest, Kansas, and Styx. Yeah, Mr. Roboto. What's up with that? I think they should move on just on Mr. Roboto. I mean, they got Sailing Away. What's that? Hangman coming down, and I don't have it. What's that one?
The jig is up. The news is out. They finally found me. The renegade.
Yeah.
Renegade. Yeah.
The renegade. That's his name.
I don't know. I think I got it.
Thank you. Here for a life of the law. I'm off the law.
I don't know, man. I think
exactly.
Just on Mr. Roboto, I have to say Styx, I think. Especially because I actually like Kansas. I know that they're kind of a cookie cutter band and they're borderline chick band, but I got to go with Styx there.
All right. What do you think, Chris?
So first off, I would like to say, Mike, you should do a whole podcast of you doing karaoke because I'm pretty sure your fans would love that shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All five of my fans would reduce to about zero fans real quick.
Yeah, it's all good. I think Joe brought up some good points there. I think I got it with Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. It's very douchey. Mm-hmm. And also, the first time I went to Japan and they started saying Domo Arigato, I definitely was like, Mr. Roboto? Oh, like, and I'm pretty sure I pissed off a few Japanese citizens, so I apologize for that if you're listening in Japan. But yeah, I gotta go with douchey lyrics as far as, like, you got the Renegade there, you've got, there's a couple other songs in there that are, like, super sappy, very douchey, lyrically speaking. So I gotta go with Styx on this, although, again, much love to both bands.
You know what, I love both bands, too. I am honestly more of a Kansas fan than a Styx fan. I'm more of a fan of the Tommy Shaw Styx. The Tommy Shaw singing versus Dennis DeYoung. Tommy Shaw's the one I think that does a lot of like the Blue Collar Man and the Renegade. Dennis DeYoung's the Mr. Roboto and I'm Sailing Away. You know, that terrible shit that he does. Dennis DeYoung's like the guy that graduated from a for-profit university that looks down on guys that graduated from state universities. He thinks he's hot shit, but he's really not. He's just a douchebag. Mm. He's just a sap. Anybody that has that operatic singing, and I hear he had trouble with the rest of the band. Kansas, on the other hand, is actually a very talented band. Yeah, they started out more progressive, and they have some time changes. Steve Morse played guitar in them in their later years. And Steve Morse is one of the baddest-ass guitar players in the world. And even before that, their stuff, it's got texture to it. Mm-hmm. So Styx is all right for a rock band. They were better than most. And they had more. They were more interesting than most. But Kansas was really point of no return. You know, Dust in the Wind is obviously one they're primarily known for anymore. You know, that. And actually, I think I read that Carry On My Wayward Son was the most played rock song within the last few years.
Yeah, so I would believe it.
Yeah, it's still
that's a classic, man. You can't beat that one.
It is. So even though, you know, I think the Dennis DeYoung stick stuff was douchey, particularly his stuff. Reflections in the way spark my memory, and you know where he's trying to sound just douchey. I mean, that's Dennis DeYoung
for the women. He was trying to sap up the women, so you know he get laid backstage.
Yeah, whereas Kansas, I think they were trying to write songs that they weren't as complicated as they tried to make them out to. Now their guitar playing and the music was, but their lyrics were a little cheesy. Yeah, when he has to rhyme something with sky and dust in the wind, it's like, don't hang on, nothing lasts forever with the earth and sky. It slips away, and all your money won't another minute buy. He's like in, you know, 14th century England, you know, all your money won't another minute buy. So yeah, I mean, there's
it
definitely...
It still technically works, but, you know, old English.
It does technically work, but it is... Well, no, old English is a 40, and nobody wants that shit. So regardless of that, I think this is a clean sweep with sticks. And that puts us to the final question. And this one was one of my favorite ones because I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere that Chris actually plays guitar some.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I used to back in my younger days. I haven't picked up one in years, so I don't even say I play guitar anymore. I was once a guitar player. But that being said, final question. More annoying to hear a really bad cover band play. Would it be a Bad Company song or a stick song? And Chris, ooh, you being the expert, ooh, I'm going to let you chime in first, buddy.
Okay. So as I mentioned before, Bad Company gets me fucking going in a bar, especially when I've had a few beers.
Does it keep you going until the day you die?
Yes, it absolutely would. And like, as far as from a guitar standpoint, like Bad Company, it's very simplistic for the most part. I mean, it doesn't get too complicated. So a bad cover band, a regular house band at a bar, they should be able to play Bad Company and do it at least halfway decent to where, you know, I've had a few beers that night and I don't really care. So like, I'm going to sing along and like dance. As far as sticks go though, that one can get tough. You know, I don't want to hear a shitty bar cover band of a I'm sailing away. Like, it just sounds fucking annoying, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, for this one, that's an easy one for me. I think I'm gonna go with sticks. Although I will say, if there is a cover band that does Mr. Roboto, I would get down on that. That would be pretty great. I would love that.
And you would say, thank you very much, oh, Mr. Robot, oh,
exactly,
for doing the cover song that I always wanted to hear you play.
Exactly. Yes.
So, Joe, do you want to go next?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, and the many times I've been in a bar where there's a shitty cover band happened, which, again, has happened many times. It's like, I kind of like understand what Chris is saying, where it's like the Bad Company is easier to play. Sticks might be a little bit more complicated, especially vocally. And that's why, like, this is what I'm thinking, is that, like, if it's a bad cover band, I'm thinking that I might have had a couple of drinks already to the point where I'm going to be ready to hear some music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
And if you have a cover band that's messing up Bad Company, there's nothing I can do for you. Like Chris says, it's like, it's so easy. Like you said, the reading level of a fourth grader. How can you mess that up?
Now, the reading level and the guitar playing level of a fourth grader.
Right. It's like, so how can you mess that up? So if you have a cover band that's up there, now, again, bad cover band, they might be just starting out, or they could be similar in my situation where they've had a little bit too much to drink, and they're going out and playing their best rendition of Renegade or Come Sail Away, and it's not very good. I'm going to give them credit for trying, you know? Like, hey, you're getting up there. You're trying your best. I can get down with this. I'm pretty drunk right now. I love sailing away. Let's do it, you know? So... I'm going to go with Bad Company on this one, man. If it's a bad company, like, how can you mess up Bad Company, Chris?
There's no way you can. It's power chords all day. And, like, you know what? All you got to say is, I feel like making love. And the ladies go, woo!
Oh, my panties are so wet.
Exactly.
Said no woman ever listened to Bad Company since 1978. That being said, I don't even know where to go on this because I was kind of hoping you guys would agree, because these were two bands that, for different reasons, I will be so grossly annoyed by being bad cover band playing. Sticks, of course, it's going to sound rotten, as Joe kind of implied. It's going to sound rotten, but they get the A for effort. Whereas, like, Bad Company is, within a week, every redneck in 1976 knew. He picked up his guitar. He went to his guitar instructor and said, I want to play a Bad Company song, man. His guitar instructor's like, you pay me my bill every week, I'll show you how to play all the Bad Company songs. So next thing you know, not only do you have a guy, a bad guitar player in a band with 4 months of training playing one Bad Company song, he's probably playing every Bad Company song. And that's going to be annoying. And Paul Rodgers, shockingly, I've never been a fan of his voice, but it seems like he's constantly coming up to replace good guys in bands. I think they even talk about him replacing Freddie Mercury and Queen originally.
He did. He did, actually, for a while there. He was the replacement for when they were going out on tour, and then he eventually separated with them, and now they're with Adam Lambert from American Idol. So, but to your point, yeah, he does replace people.
And the thing is about him is that, and I've heard really bad cover bands play a really bad Bad Company. And to me, it is more annoying. It's more annoying than Styx because nobody can sing Dennis DeYoung. I mean, it takes a great singer to sing Dennis DeYoung, right? Mm-hmm. We could give the guy, we can shit on him all day and talk about what a douchebag he is and how douchey his lyrics are. At the end of the day, the guy's got pipes. I don't like that style of singer, but he's got pipes. And you know what you're getting with him. Bad Company, when you hear, it's usually what it is when you hear a guy that's butchering a Bad Company song. First off, the drummer's offbeat, the bass player's out of tune, the guitar player's hitting the wrong chord sporadically, and then the guy, the lead singer's the worst one because he's sitting there usually with a wife beater. He's got kind of the, you know, the mustache going on, sometimes a beard, usually not. He just got the mustache, and he's kind of balding, and he's overweight, and he's in his mid to late 40s, and he still believes somewhere in the back of his head that that record exec's going to walk in and hear his cover band playing shitty versions of Bad Company, and he's going to make it, damn it. And that annoys me more than anything, so I'm going to have to go with Bad Company on this.
There we go. We have a winner in Bad Company.
Or a loser,
or a loser, whatever you want to call it.
The winners and the losers are all the same in snack brackets and whack brackets. So with that being said, I want to thank both of you guys again, Chris and Joe. We've had a couple of beers. I didn't go crazy like I do sometimes, which is good because this was shorter podcast. If this had been like a full podcast and I had to do more other shit, then I'd probably be a mess right now. But I'm all good. So that being said, I want to thank Joe and Chris, and I'll let you guys talk about hot takes and cold beers for a second, and then we'll head out.
Yeah, hey, like I said, just if you like hanging out with the boys, listen to some stupid banter, grab a beer and check out Hot Takes Cold Beers. Follow us on Instagram, hottakes_coldbeers, and we appreciate your patronage. Thank you.
All righty. And that being said, my social media accounts are always at Whack Brackets, unless some squatter is setting on it. But if you're going to MySpace to look for Whack Brackets, I'm not there. But I am on Facebook, even. I am on Twitter and Instagram. Reach out to me at Whack Brackets. I want to thank these guys again. Joe, Chris, pleasure as always. And see you guys soon.
Thanks for having us on, man.